Morning, everyone. Tuesday, December 3rd, 2024, 8 o'clock in the AM Barnes County Commission meeting. Roll call, please.
Cindy. Mike.
Here.
Ricky.
Here.
Bill.
Yep.
Pete.
Yes.
John.
Triangle.
Okay, let's all stand by saying the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Well, congratulations to the new ones and to the old ones that are back again. Commission reorganization portfolio assignments. Everybody get a chance to look at the copies that they got.
We have to nominate someone to serve as chairman.
We do that beforehand, do we?
I think so.
Okay. I nominate Bill.
I'll second it.
Who?
Bill. Mr. Carlo.
I'll second that.
I think he does a good job.
I do too.
So go ahead.
Need to nominate motion cease.
I'm to make a motion that nomination cease.
I'll second that too.
You're okay with that?
Yeah.
I mean, you're the one around all the time. I mean, you're.
And then we need to.
You know way more about it than I do.
Roll call. Okay, Ricky.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Bill.
Yeah.
Pete.
Yes.
Sean.
Yep.
Okay, then we need a vice, then. I'll nominate Sean.
I'll second that. I'll move nomination cease.
I'll second that.
As vice, who seconded the?
I do.
Vicky.
Okay, yes, we'll need a nomination cease.
That's what I did. Pete did that.
She seconded it.
The other one.
I seconded Sean's nomination.
Sean nominated and Pete seconded.
That means you can never not be here.
Bill.
Yes.
Pete.
Yes.
Ricky.
Yes.
Sean.
Yep.
Mike.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Portfolios. Everybody's got a copy of them.
I'm fine with ones I have. If you want to add any to me, I can think about it.
I'm going to take over the recorder's office from Vicky.
And Vicky's going to take the senior citizens from Cindy.
Mike, do you want to be on economic development?
It probably isn't the best spot for George owns the yard out there. I mean, I don't know if that's a big deal or not.
Half the guys on board work for George more or less.
Yeah, it probably doesn't look like the best spot there. Perception-wise,
I understand.
Yeah.
Sean or Vicky?
I will not.
And Bill and I.
Who wants?
We're about
economic.
Who wants off?
Well, I would get off. They meet at 6:45 in the morning.
So. Yeah, I know.
What's about?
Yeah, well, let's see. That's the same day as, yeah.
They're usually done 8 o'clock.
Second Monday.
Yep. So I'd be in town, or have to be in town for the water meeting anyway, yeah.
Okay. Sure.
So that one, Bill's off, Sean's on.
Mike, that list, you want to take over what Cindy has had?
I'm open to whatever you guys want me to do.
So you'll have
the only one I would like to stay on, and that would be the
planning and
zoning, because I've been there for a long time. But that would
be
one
of
you guys
would
have to go off that.
I can give it up.
Is there only two commissioners allowed on that?
Yeah.
What's that?
I said I can get off the planning and zoning.
It's up to you. The only reason I would stay is because I'm on the city one.
Yep.
Mike is there.
No, it'd be fine with me if you want to take it.
So, you would have the auditor, Mike? You would have...
Might as well go right down the list, then. Mike could have auditor? Or is that... Or somebody else want it?
No.
Mike would have the check guy.
Let's just go down all together.
Yeah, let's just go down the list.
Bill of Sale Buildings and Grounds.
MIS is Cindy.
Mike.
Was that Cindy?
No.
Yeah, it was.
MIS?
MIS is the...
Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah. City, County Health is Cindy. Clerk of Court was Cindy. Community Service Board was me. County Agent was me. County Highway Department was me and Vicki. County Parks, me, Pete, and Sean. Emergency Manager, Bill and Pete.
Why is there three on that? But that's almost
I'm not
like,
sure.
Because that would almost be a quorum. Just a question.
We could take it down to two.
That's what people have asked, that, you know, we're actually...
I mean, that's one thing I would think.
It has been since I started.
I know.
The reason why we had three on, it was two, we went to three so that they didn't have to come back here...
To make a decision.
Just quicken the decision.
But it can be two.
Well, just a question.
Does that account as official county meeting then for for the Board of Commissioners, really?
Because
It would be a quorum. Yeah.
But it's also publicized.
Right. Yeah, it's not secret.
Okay.
So what do we do with like the first three that Cindy wrote?
Oh, do you want to leave that one?
The county parks?
As three.
Would you like to be on that one, Mike?
What?
The county parks.
No, it was just a question, because that seems like, I know from the school side, you can't really run it as a quorum.
I mean, if you'd like to, if you have an interest in that one, I could take one of Cindy's or something. I mean, if that's something, because it's mostly...
I'm open to where you ever, if you guys want something of hers and switch, I'm open to wherever you guys really think we should go.
So what do we do with city, county, health, clerk of court, and community service board?
I think they all go to Mike.
We put Mike on them.
Put Mike on all three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Either speak up
unless you want one.
No.
Let's see. We'll leave the parks at three because not all the time that we all three are here at the same time anyway.
Yeah, usually it's just.
Yeah, I'm usually not here.
So.
No, you're here most of the time.
EMA is Bill and Pete.
That's 901.
Yeah. No, that's emergency management.
Oh.
That's Jessica.
Oh.
Veteran Service is Pete. Do you want to have another one on there besides?
Okay. That's our most controversial board.
Okay. Any ideas on who wants to be on it? Between Pete and... between Mike and Sean?
I've been on it. Mike, you want to be on the Veteran Services?
We're adding a person to it.
Yeah, I understand. I can if you guys want that. I'm open to whatever you guys think.
Okay.
We need a new person on it. Both Sean and I have had angst with it. So.
911, Bill and Pete. Recorder, I will take. Sheriff was Cindy and me, so Mike, you want to be on that with me?
You're busy calling, I'm all right, whatever you think.
Social Service was Sean. State's Attorney was me. Treasurer was Vicki. Tax Director was Sean. Weed Control was Pete. Personal Policy Review was Vicki. Airport was Cindy. We'll make Mike that if he's all right with it.
Anybody else want some of these? On any of these. I mean, if somebody else is looking for them, speak up.
Yeah. The airport might be kind of interesting. Do you mind if I try that for a year?
Yep, that's fine.
Okay.
I don't know anything about it, but I'd like
to. Yeah. I don't know anything about it either.
You're not a pilot either. So.
No.
You know as much as
I guess I'd like to
try that,
maybe.
So I say, if any of these that she's got, if somebody's interested, speak up.
I mean, I'd like to learn about it. So,
City Planning and Zoning was me. County Planning and Zoning was me and Sean. But if Sean wanted to get off, we can put Mike there.
That's no conflict for interest because you're already on there.
I will have to find a rep for
Rashbula
for that district. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I have to do. If I went on,
yeah.
Yeah.
And you never get paid for it anymore.
Yeah, you won't get paid to go on the meeting.
Correct.
He gets paid to come here.
Except Margaret.
County Housing was Vicki.
Yep.
Development Corps was Bill and Pete, and you decided, Sean, you'd take that?
Yep.
Okay. Museum was Sean.
Still okay at the museum?
Mm-hmm.
I think you do a good job on that. So you do a better job than I did on that.
National Guard is myself. Public Library is Vicki.
I'm good.
Senior Citizen is Cindy.
That's the one you wanted to
do. I'm going to do that one.
Yeah, she's a senior citizen. She can have it.
Well, I usually try to do something different.
You're younger.
Every time.
So I can say that.
South Central is Vicki. Water, Devil's Lake, Upper Cheyenne is Sean.
You okay with that one yet?
Yeah.
That's a big job. So. You're good at it.
And the winter show was myself.
Well, how come Pete, you went to the winter show a lot?
I was on the board.
Because he was a board member.
15 years.
Oh, okay. All right. Are we good with that then?
Does that matter, you being on the board itself and being the representative? Is there any conflict?
Hasn't been so far.
Okay.
Because if it's something they vote on and I don't want to partake in it, I don't. But or excuse myself from voting on it.
I didn't know if it got testy sometimes, to, like asking us for money and you're part of this and part of that vote.
So we should be good with the portfolios then for 2025. Somebody want to rechange them in your office and give us a new copy before we leave? Everybody all right with it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll have to help.
Someday I'm going to get on the law enforcement.
Like City, County, Health Clerk, the Court, Community Service Board, there is no good on that one. But I don't know the duties of that. We'll have to explain that to Mike, how that, well, Cindy can explain it.
Some of that, yeah.
Is she still talking to you?
Some days, yeah.
You wait till I get a hold of her, not even showing
not even
up to
showing
take a
up.
Picture.
Yeah.
All right. Corrections. Howdy.
First of all, did you send us anything?
Yep.
You did?
I did. I sent you two different quotes.
It's a while ago.
It was a while ago?
It was sent.
Beginning of, or end of last month.
Last month.
Yeah. It would have been the week before. The deadline was due, so the weekend or the week of the 20th. I don't even remember.
And what were these quotes for?
It is a program called Power DMS. It is basically a program that would help me keep up on policy. It would automatically save older versions of our policy. So I'd be able to send it out for electronic signature as well, instead of trying to track down. Well, Randy's not that hard to track down, but with Ashley Horner, Dr. Horner, being our medical director, it's hard to get three different signatures on our medical policies to track her down. This would just be able to send her an email saying, okay, log into Power DMS, read over, review the policy. Basically, e-signature.
I don't have it.
I can't find it.
No? I didn't get it, so.
It'd be from you directly, right?
It'd be from Lori.
Okay, I'll try a Lori. Lori Marshall?
Yeah.
Oh, on records, on 1122? No? Does Mike get to the computer?
Yeah. Jason just called yesterday, said after this I'm supposed to go.
Go pick her up.
I'd be able to find out or forward it to you if I have my computer.
Yeah, I don't have it either. The only one I got is just Lori.
I'll let you. I have two different
look on her. Or you don't have it either.
No, I don't have it.
It's from Power DMS.
Yeah, I know.
Yep. So one quote has the policy and training. They also have a training manager, so we'd be able to send out yearly reminders to people, hey, you have to update your CPR and first aid.
So how do you do that now?
Basically, go on to one of our drives and look at their certificates, go through every individual one. This program would allow us to send reminders, say, Anna's our training officer. She'd be able to set a reminder saying, hey, so-and-so has their first aid and CPR is expiring this year. They need to re-up it.
You could do that on their calendar at the beginning of the year.
You can.
Okay. So what other part is there?
The policy and training. So, and then...
Why would you want old policy books?
You have to retain your old policies for retention.
For retention in what way?
You have to keep them. It's retention.
I know, but why would you want to? Have a special program just to do that when we have our policy book.
Have you seen it?
Well, I thought I had it, but I'm just looking.
Policy, yeah.
We'd have multiple different versions of our policy on our jail drive right now.
It's another 8 to 10,000.
It would just make it streamline it to make it easier. It is an unlimited cloud. So this program actually just automatically saves it and keeps it for, I think, record retention is like 20 years when it comes to policy.
Right, but wouldn't it be kind of confusing to have 6 policies on the drive?
Staff would only see the current policy that's effective.
And they can't just go and get the current policy right now?
They can, yes. They can. This is just basically streamlining it, making it easier for me to update policy.
Is that a yearly quote?
The first number is the yearly.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. And then it has the 2-year total.
That's a 2-year total. It's like $4,500 a year.
Yes. The one is about 52, I think. Yeah, 47 or 52.
So it's not a cheap program.
And right now you are not doing this piece anyway. You have somebody doing this.
What?
I thought you said that you weren't doing it.
I do policy, yeah.
And the
so where do we have them now?
Huh?
Right now at this moment, what have we been doing?
All the policies? The policies are on our SOGL drive, all the old policies and the Word version. And then I copy a PDF file to our jail drive where all staff have access to it.
I don't think we need it myself, personally.
I don't either.
I think it's a lot of money.
$12,000 to... And $10,000, that's $25,000. Just so you could keep track of the old policy?
No, those are two different ones.
And
right,
I
so $10,000 and $12,000.
Expenses and revenue to help explain the cost, or basically where the cost would come from, which... didn't get passed on. And the other quote, the one quote is just for those two. They also have a time setup. We have PACE right now, basically the one that we came to you and got approved for. That one's a little more difficult to use than we had thought, and they have one on this program. That's the quote for $10,000.
And when does the PACE end up being done? Our contract
March,
with them?
March of next year.
Well,
and it would take them 3 months to set us up on the Power DMS as well.
What is this boarding revenue thing?
That's how much we take in.
Oh.
That'll be twice next year when it has been.
Yep. So if we keep our... And I added that to help say, you know, we can.
Where is this money going right now?
Just back to the county.
That's good.
I mean,
well, we haven't got the jail paid for yet either. I want this piece of paper.
So basically, it would cost 6% of our revenue next year. Because if we keep our U.S. Marshals and our DOCR steady, which Marshals are steady every year, we'll make close to $600,000 in boarding alone. That would pay for this easily. It'd be 6% of our revenue.
At this particular time, I'm not saying we can't ever look at it again, but I don't think I would support it myself.
I think you're going to have to give us a better narrative than what you just did. The idea of that you just want to streamline your bookkeeping that's working right now,
it's not really working that well. That's why I wish the documents would have made it to you so you could look it over. There was a PowerPoint presentation.
Can we hold off
and
review
it
next month?
Yeah.
Because it's new to me.
I mean, we can table it and go from there.
Can you get us the information?
Yep.
Let's table it and look at it the first meeting in January. Because there wasn't a specific timeline on it, was there, Jeremy? I'm guessing if we're paying $10,000, it's going to be $10,000 in January.
The quote's valid until the 20th of this month.
Okay. And I would also like information on your previous one that you're trying to dump. I want to know what that cost us, because this is going to replace that, right?
Yep. It was $3,000 a year.
Well, you when you send us everything, send us the old contract, too.
So we're paying $3,000 a year now?
A year for just the pace, which is our schedule.
For $5,000 a year pretty much covers it, right?
And their time or pace, basically their is $3,400 for the first year.
And what I have there is it's $12,000 and $10,000, right? $23,000 it's going to cost us for those programs.
That's for policy, time, and training is $21,000 for 2 years.
Yeah. For 2 years.
Yes.
Well, it's $10,000 a year.
Yes.
And also, what else? That's all together, but you just presented us.
Yes.
It's $22,000.
$21,000 for all three programs for 2 years. The other quote was just for two of the programs, and that is $12,000 for 2 years.
No.
And now we're paying $6,000 for 2 years, more or less.
Okay. Yes. But that's just the schedule, right?
You put it on for January's for
the way I read those papers that you gave me, that one was $10,000 and one was $12,000, that's $22,000. That I didn't get that you were.
It's a separate quote. One just has two programs.
Yeah, so I didn't.
But then the $3,000 one would go away that we have right now.
Yes.
So if we could see all the information for the next meeting. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Yeah, we didn't get any information on it.
So. Employee policy book. Yeah, but we zoomed in right at that.
Right here?
Hello?
Yeah. Perfect. Good morning. Welcome aboard, Mike.
But you look lovely this morning.
Thank you.
I mean, she always does.
I know she does. So that's what she's having a problem about.
Yeah, I'm going to have to move that closer.
I'm good.
She doesn't like the camera.
Julie, zoom in a little bit closer on that one.
Every time, Mike.
All right.
So you only had two changes, right?
Right. So this morning we're here to discuss revisions for the 2025 policy. We decided to start doing this a little bit earlier, so it was approved and ready to roll by January 1st, so employees could sign off on it and be done. Minimal changes this year, first of which is on the cover sheet, changing 2024 to 2025, and then changing some names on the committee to include Stacy Hansen as courthouse representative and secretary of our committee. On page 26.
Well, we don't
know.
Don't mind me.
On page 26, I sent out a hopefully the PDF worked for all of you folks. Page 26 of our policy, we simply, on the last bullet point, it currently says any day declared to be a holiday by the president, the governor, or the Barnes County Commission, and this is clarification of what a paid holiday is. We changed the word or to and to include that you guys also have to bless the holiday.
And I make motion that we go with that.
And then
my question on that is, so let's say we want to just automatically give you guys the day after the 4th of July off, or whatever day it was that ended up where one holiday was on a Thursday and then Friday was whatever. Does that affect that at all?
No, that's still at the discretion of the county commission.
That's what I thought.
Because you're the ultimate rule setter.
So then why did they want to put and in?
Because Juneteenth came up as an issue with some employees because it was declared by President Biden, I believe, to be a national holiday in which our governor did not approve of, nor did the county commission. And we wanted to have clarification in the policy.
Kind of stated that it could be.
It could be at the discretion of the county commission. There was a lot of, you know, if a president or past president passes away, it's considered a national holiday. All kinds of little things, right? So this actually gives a little more discretion to the commission and doesn't automatically say if the president declares that we get it off.
Yeah.
So that's that change.
So it's a good thing in your opinion.
It gives clarification for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, whether you...
Yeah,
we have 10 and a half paid holidays already. So, I mean, my personal opinion... And as a department head, I think we're good with our paid holidays.
Okay.
So, and then our final change is on page 35, and this has to deal with our drug testing policy. Third paragraph down under reasonable suspicion testing, an employee must undergo alcohol or controlled substance testing when his or her supervisor has reason to believe that the driver... That was stricken and changed to employee.
Yes.
And has used alcohol or a controlled substance in violation of the act or this policy. Then it's stated an alcohol test that was stricken and changed to a test may be administered just prior, just after, or while the employee is performing a job-related function.
I will make a motion to approve all the changes as read.
Motion, is there a second?
I'll second it.
Motion and second. Any further discussion on the changes that have been made in the policy handbook?
You review these yearly?
Annually, yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Vicky?
Yes.
Bill?
Yep.
Pete?
Yes.
Sean?
Yep.
Thank you very much.
How's the road you doing?
Good. We've so far been pretty lucky this season. So.
Did you see how short you kept that? Can we continue that on?
Sure, I'll do my best.
You were out on Sunday, weren't you?
I did.
Try it a little bit.
Yeah. Just a few guys. Just
you sanded
some sand out.
You sanded the downhill?
Yeah.
I think.
Typically, when we do ice control on the weekends, I only send out a handful of sanders.
Is there any way we can do the Love's Hill so I can get to work?
That's in the city.
I'll second that Love's Hill.
It's in the city.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a disaster. And it is a city street. So.
You don't go to work there.
I think it's a
I
good
can't street. Get to work.
It was blocking.
Oh, yeah. What was it, Sunday night? You couldn't get up the hill.
Wow.
So there were semis stuck in the hill, or semis turning around the hill, or semis sitting on both sides of Catherine Road. You couldn't go anywhere. I finally drove around the mall, and the guy looks at me like, where are you going? Somebody's got to move.
Yeah. That's a disaster up there, and it's not going to get any better anytime quick.
No.
I believe, Bill, you and I and Ms. Tim Tangen, we had a meeting with DOT and the city, and it kind of went nowhere.
The only thing that got accomplished was the cracks and the potholes got fixed.
Yeah, that is...
To some extent.
To some extent.
It's way better than it was.
Yeah.
But, anyway. Thank you.
You bet. Yep.
Big guy. Shane. I thought you'd have known that by now.
There's more than one big guy here.
I was just looking at possibly getting a snowblower for the courthouse here to do the sidewalks.
Just to walk behind?
Well, so two options that I was thinking of. We have that side-by-side, the sheriff's department, that Articat. I mean, I was thinking about maybe trying to utilize that and putting a, you know, a snowblower on the front of that, and, or getting a walk behind. You're looking at about, the one I'm looking at, and this is, I mean, I just started on this. It's $1,800, and I do have it in this year's budget yet. It's $1,800 for a Husqvarna. Like I said, it's just, this is just a quick thing to do the walk around for the sidewalks and all that. And you're looking at around...
The $1,800 is the walk behind?
That's the walk behind, yeah.
Okay.
And then you're looking anywhere is $4,000 to $6,000 for one for a UTV.
So my question is, do we have the capability of, don't we have a broom for the skid steer?
We do, yeah.
Doesn't that do it?
It does when you get like that powdery stuff we just
had. Yeah.
Works great for that, and we do utilize it. Now, when to get that heavier stuff.
So is that skid steer capable of a blower?
Oh, yeah. I haven't even looked. I mean, because you're talking 10 to 12 probably in that.
I just seen one advertised that was just like new for $3,000.
Really? You should send me that information.
If it's still, it's probably sold by now.
And I want a snowblower because, you know, in the past, with the skids here in the bucket, you just keep moving it off.
Yeah.
Well, you get a wind, and the next day it just blows right.
So my question also is, if you had one on the skid steer, could you do everything that you need to do?
Oh, yes.
With that?
Yeah. The only reason I haven't even brought it up is because of the price tag on those.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we definitely could.
I mean, because a walk behind, you're not going to take up on the entrance
big,
out there or anything like that.
No, no. You know, in emergency situations, when two winters ago, you blow everything off, and then you just go down, and then you blow it out into the yard. But
that would be my question.
Ideal would be yes for the skid steer. That would be ideal.
Would that be able to do the parking lot too?
For the most part, I mean, the parking lot would be more of a bucket situation.
Yeah.
But for the perimeters and the sidewalks and all that, snowboard is the best way to go.
Which skid steer would we put on? The jail one or the one?
The Bobcat.
The one here?
Yeah.
Right here.
Or the Universal?
Oh, yeah.
Would it fit the jail one?
Well, we got one.
I got one
in jail.
You got one?
Yeah. And that one was done, we got the Eagles.
And we can't bring that down here to use it?
Technically not. I don't know.
Why?
That I don't know. We were instructed when we were given the money not to
bring it. Oh, the Eagles? They put the stipulation down?
Yeah. Why, I have no idea.
Let me do a little. And I'm not against getting a snowblower.
No.
But if you can make it easier with not a hell of a lot more money, I mean, we already have the piece of equipment.
Yeah.
I'm going to look back on here and see if I can determine that, because they are the awesome unit to do.
Oh, I agree. I mean,
then you're warm and you can see what you're doing.
Well, it just saves labor alone.
And if you got the ridges out here in the parking lot, the snowblower can go and plow it in front of you.
I agree.
And like I said, I'm not against getting a snowblower by no means.
Yeah.
Would it be possible to use a JL1 here if the Eagles were out?
I do. I mean,
it's not.
I come down. I bring it down here in emergencies.
Yeah.
Call it. I suppose. Where you drive it?
I drive it.
It's up fast enough.
Yep.
It's a two-speed.
I mean, it's.
It's got the high. Yeah. The high.
It's all Barnes County.
Yeah.
I mean, we can use that here. On for that too.
And the hard. I mean, it's not the hard part. What I obviously the jail is a 24/7 facility, so I get that all done first, and then I come here.
Yeah.
So it pushes borderline. I'm usually up at the jail like 2, 3 in the morning if necessary, just to make sure that is going, and then try to get here in the big snowfall times. So, but
anybody else's thoughts?
Well, I'd like to look into using the one or both if it works. But, like I said, a walk behind, you're limited to right around here pretty much. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not going to take it up to VA, hardly, or a walk behind.
No.
We don't.
And they do all their
they
own.
They do their own.
Yep, I have contracted Randy on that. And they said, no, that's part of the whole rental stuff. And then city, county, they have their own also.
Oh, and you don't have to do that?
No.
Okay.
Who runs them? Like, you're running them up there, but who would run the skids to here?
You Puckett, James Puckett.
Okay.
One of the two guys here.
Yep. Okay, so one of the guys here. Runs.
Yep.
Nice tire.
He does a really good job, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if you're tied up and it's only one or so guys is running that thing.
No, he helps too with that.
Okay.
Yep. Can we wait till next meeting and we get some information?
I'll do some more digging too on some different options.
Yeah. It just, and like I said, I'm all for getting a snowblower to save somebody's back. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But if there's something like that, and I just seen that one and it was like $3,100, I thought that ain't going to stick around long.
That's a steal.
Are they universal mount? Mm. Different brands?
Yeah. They're all mounted on them.
And I don't know, like I have an Erskine up at the jail, and I don't know if that fits, I don't know if that's a universal brand or not.
Okay.
That's a quick tatch, though.
Oh, yeah.
It attaches to any quick tatch.
Yeah. And the one thing
I'm not saying the 100% on the hydraulics would be the same.
Yeah, because I don't know if the Bobcat is a high flow. Yeah. It might be a low flow only machine. Mm-hmm.
But you can still buy snowboarder that works the
same. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yep. They just
changed
the gear.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. I'll do some digging too.
Thanks. And then we're set for tomorrow night for that meeting right?
Yep.
At 5 or 5:30?
5:30.
Yeah.
What if the weather's bad? Do you think they'll come anyway? I mean, they're talking 40 miles an hour.
I know. I'll call them. I'm guessing they won't because I know the one engineer has to come from Grand Forks. So,
well,
I'll call them today. Yep,
a couple hours ahead of time.
Yep.
We're going, if it is still on for tomorrow night, we got me and Vicki have to interview somebody quick at the highway department, and then we'll come down for the meeting.
Okay, no problem.
So,
all right, I'll let you guys know.
Thanks. You got to cover everything at one time.
Yep.
So
it's 5:30.
Auditor's office. This was Cindy's favorite place to go. She always says, how are we all going to fit in there? Everybody get a chance to read the minutes that I gave them?
Yep.
Motion to approve.
Also move.
Is there a second? Second. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Julie, got anything else going on in there you'd like to tell us about?
No, I don't. I'm just busy working on getting the special assessment center.
Okay. Dispatch, you got anybody coming? You don't, do you?
Just me.
Okay.
When you said the big guy step up, I thought she was going to do it.
What?
When you said the big guy step up, I thought you were going to do it. You're the big wheel, so.
I'm a small fry.
You're not a big wheel?
Definitely not.
Now, did you send us something, too?
I sent it to Bill and Pete.
I got it, yeah.
Okay, so the rest of us did not get it.
I didn't bring my phone up, otherwise I could forward it to you really quick.
Let me go here.
And I don't know.
I know it's pain because you do send it to your portfolios first.
Yeah.
But if you expect us to vote on it, we do need a copy. So
that's fair.
Is this about the siren one? Is that the one?
Yeah. So I tried to make it short. I know I'm wordy sometimes,
it's
but
it's
complicated and it's I gotta find where it is here. So we currently run on a VHF radio system. The state is moving to the 800 megahertz. The problem with the 800 megahertz is, so there's radio transmission, and then there's paging, and then there's setting off the fire sirens and the weather sirens. All of our departments use VHF pagers and VHF weather sirens and fire sirens right now. With the 800 system and where the state's at, not all the towers are built. They're working on completing it, but they're not going to be complete till at least 2026 probably.
What did you find out on the tower that they wanted to put up by you guys?
So that is in direct line of sight of a different tower, so it won't work. They want to put it somewhere to get through the valley because we're going to be a little bit shadowed, they're worried about, just where the proximity of the towers. So I actually called Eric Peterson, the head siren guy, yesterday and was visiting with him a little bit. And they are going to turn our tower on next spring for testing only, so we can kind of see where our dead zones are and all that good stuff. And then depending on where they decide to put a tower, and they've got some, they have a company that bought the state contract to build the rest of the ones that are missing. Have my number, so I'll be getting with them whenever they call me, whenever they get into this area, to figure out where some good locations, or if we need to contact, you know, landowners to see. It sounds like Ingsteads are potentially still interested. We're just not sure where, because the tower they were looking at is an AM tower that's live, so that won't work to put a antenna on. So it's still working. It changes like every day, I think. But the concern with why I'm here today is for the paging and the sirens aspect of it. We're doing all the pre-work for the radio side, and I personally, as dispatch, in our workflow, I don't have a preference, but I met with all of our departments at our countywide responder meeting 2 weeks ago, and this was a big topic of discussion because paging technology has just kind of been the can that's been kicked down the road. Nobody's really done anything with it. There's only one set of pagers that you can buy for the 800 system. The bigger cities like Bismarck, who have a robust tower system, and it's called Simulcast, have no problems using the 800 pagers and the sirens, but that's because it's flat right there, and they have a lot of the towers everywhere, so they have good coverage. When you get out into the counties, to the rural areas, which is the majority of North Dakota, they've strategically placed towers, but you still have some of those shadowing the valleys. Yeah, the river valley is the big concern here, right? They're working to fix that, but we don't know when we're going to be able to go on yet because they're still building towers. We would have to change the way the 800 system works for paging. We'd have to change some of the tones that we use because some of the tones that set off that those pagers and sirens are too low. So we have to adjust some of that, and every fire department in the county would have to replace their individual sirens and pagers. The 800 pagers are about $100 more than a VHF pager right now. The state is looking at the potential of a cost share like they did with the radios, but I mean, we're in the session now, so where that's going to go this session legislatively for the next biennium, I don't know. But our equipment, our VHF equipment, which is a big reason why we're pushing to get on 800, right, is outdated. Motorola no longer services or provides support for it. It's called the Quantar. One of my departments called it that Star Wars word, which I thought was hilarious and accurate. But the Quantar is no longer supported by Motorola. If they have to come and fix it, they have to pull parts off the old ones in the back room or get them off eBay. Luckily, we've been able to string it along. But my concern is, if we can't string it along, what do? We either have to replace it, or we have to transition to 800, but our 800 system isn't ready. And there's concerns on signal strength, if it's going to work with the sirens. We would not be able to, at this time, set off any of the fire sirens for the fire departments or weather sirens.
So in a nutshell,
With the new system, right, you would not be able to do it. So then right, why are you getting a new one if it won't work?
Well, this is just one piece to the puzzle. That's the hard part.
It will be down the road.
It will be down the road. We're just not there.
So
the technology.
What are you asking for as
so,
we speak?
The quotes that I sent are to replace the Quantar with the new version called the GTR.
Which we can't use.
We can use right now, and we're using it. But
it's only until we go
until
live
it maybe breaks, because I don't know the last time it was replaced.
Once they go to the 800,
once
these are eliminated,
and towers are built.
Besides, right?
Yes, I will say so. In my opinion, we would not have to do this again because it's about 10 years is the lifetime of technology like that, computer stuff or whatever. And by that time, I mean, because we have 3 years till all the towers are probably built, state radio counties are on, and then we've got a year and a half, 2 years probably of working out the kinks, right? It's usually what happens.
So you think we have 5 years until Siren's operational? 800?
Till we're like...
Really?
Till we're full on...
Our equipment will be outdated before we get to use it.
Well...
What are the rurals doing that? What are the
so Cass County is keeping their VHF system up for pagers and sirens only. And that's what this would be for. It's not for radios, things like that. It's just for the pagers and sirens. We would be able to page off of the one channel that we're... Well, two channels. Because the city of Valley City is also keeping up their VHF equipment for paging because of the cost and the concerns for reach without that tower yet. To me, like I said, to me... Functionally for dispatch, it doesn't matter what we do, but the departments would like the county to do this once so they don't have to completely replace all of their equipment and maybe have it not work because we've got a couple years till we, you know, we just don't know where the timeline is.
Which department wants that?
The rural departments. I got together and wanted their opinion.
Is that what Sanborn's talking about?
Sanborn, Catherine, Litch. Litchfield wasn't there, but I've talked to Tony. Valley City, which they're replacing their own and keeping their channel for the time being. Oh, who else was there?
The city is switching all over at this point.
So they're just keeping for sirens and pagers. So we have the radio side, the sirens, which is Siren 2020, so that's where it gets kind of confusing. But for the weather sirens and fire sirens, and then for the pagers.
So what do you want right now?
So this is to replace the repeater, essentially, so that way I can page off of the VHF for pagers and for setting off sirens.
So this is actually replacing the Quantar, right?
The Quantar, yes.
We want to replace the Quantar, even though it's going to be obsolete.
The Quantar is already obsolete and no longer supported. The GTR right. would be that replacement. And
But the replacement will be obsolete, too, when Siren comes up.
It won't be obsolete, but we'll be able to essentially retire the VHF system then. Because the hard spot that we're in is we either keep, you know, limping it along... And for how many years, I don't know. You know, and we might be forced to replace it anyway at some point, depending on. We just take care of it, and then we're done after that. That's it.
And you're only done for the next 5 years until they get Siren up, right? And then it will change everything.
Well, and...
Just keep pushing
and maybe it gets done in 3 years. We don't know.
Well, but that's right. That's the big issue, is we just don't know.
Yeah.
So,
$20,019,475.
Yep. So that's
for the
equipment. And then the installation is the $975. Yeah.
So it's going to cost us close to over $21,000.
Yep. And I do have that in my new equipment budget still for this year. So I wanted to meet with the entities in the county to see where they were at, what they thought, and then bring it to you guys. I really...
What are all these other counties doing?
Minot is... So they've transitioned some weather sirens. The sirens sound great. They have had issues with their river bottoms and stuff, signal reaching in there, because all the towers aren't turned on. So they've transitioned some of the sirens, but they can't set them off from dispatch. The department has to go and set it off themselves.
But
which kind of defeats the purpose.
We won't have any problem paging with this new system.
This will be what we're doing already. So
the only thing is it's not a lifeline.
Right. And
here's $20,000-$25,000, and we'll use it for how many every year?
It'll use it. What I would say is we'll use it until we can't anymore, and then say, you know, as a county, we're going to have to say, okay, we're not replacing this again. It's at its end of life. You move to 800 for sirens and pagers once that tech, because that, like I said, the technology just hasn't been developed.
So at this point, is there anything that we haven't been able to fix that is broken?
Not yet.
So are there options to limp ours along as long as you find parts to work with?
You would keep this going even before the new one? Say the new one comes on early, you're not looking to switch right away?
Well, no, because we don't have the towers. So even if
that was all ready and this could limp along a little longer, if we went the...
refreshed it?
Yes.
Yes, correct. So, and that would be a decision that, you know, we would have to make, is do we say, okay, we're not replacing this again, we're going to cut it off and be done, because that's what the state as a whole is doing. Yeah. Cass County is keeping their VHF system for paging and for sirens. Minnesota is on an 800 system. It's called the Armor. They do not page or do sirens off of 800. They still do it off of VHF.
So we're going to be forced to get through to the 800?
Yes, we have to go to 800.
No, for, I mean as far as the pagers.
No, we can do whatever we want because we own our VHF equipment. Now, if the state, if we paged off a state tower, we would be at their mercy, essentially. So, I mean, it's really up to us. And like I said, my department-wise, it does not change our workflow. But I've had departments not receive pages before while I was working the council, and that's awful. So that's...
But that's not because something's not working.
Well, it was...
Correct?
Right. It was because they didn't carry pagers and stuff. But what if something doesn't work or the signal doesn't get there? I do know that Wimbledon has a hard time receiving pages, but that they're way up in the corner. And I don't know if it's because our stuff's outdated or, you know... But I,
any
I,
thoughts
I'm really
from anybody?
Of,
like, they can just give you a haul of PM codes. You never need that stuff that we didn't. It could be.
What do you think that is?
I'm truly neutral on it, but I do support the rural agencies, and this is where they're at financially, too. It's a big, I mean, for the rural agencies to completely replace their equipment.
Updating this would help the Wimbledon, or would it make no difference?
It would help Wimbledon in that they could buy new VHF pagers that actually work. Otherwise, they'd be stuck with no pagers still.
So why don't they have pagers now?
Everybody's been in a holding pattern because they don't know what this, what we're going to do and what the state is going to do. Because we were supposed to be on 800 by now.
Yeah.
Well, I know. That's
so
what I'm
supposed
saying.
To be on siren it's, by now,
it,
too.
Right.
They didn't
yeah.
think about the pagers when they were switching over.
Yeah. So, like, the state of Michigan's on 800, and this has been something we've been talking about for probably the 2 years that I've been in this position, and that I was still attending some of the meetings as a supervisor, too. It's just never been, like, pursued and just kicked the can down the road. But, again, the technology also has never been pursued. There's one pager. You can buy one pager. It's a unication pager. That's it. And then because we the whole state doesn't have the towers up, you know, they got to finish building and finish the build out and everything too. So we're between a rock and a hard place.
So it boils down to, we want to limp along and get by till the siren thing is fully functional, or do we want to spend $20,000-$25,000 at this point
and just not worry about it?
And does that mean that, the outlying areas got 10 years then that they can mess around?
To figure out what they want. Yeah, and I think by then, too, the technology will start to pick up. So the state of Michigan's at 800, but if you know the state of Michigan, it's pretty flat, too. And they, you know, it works, but I do know that Minot Rural Fire has 800 pagers, and they are looking at something different.
And just
because they don't work.
Just to throw this out there, I mean, you said you had money in your budget. Just because there's money there doesn't mean that
right.
we have to spend
it. No. Yep. Yes, exactly. But I just wanted you to know that I wouldn't be going over budget for this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm like I said, I'm really of neutral. I support my rural agencies, yeah. But it doesn't affect my work.
Sean, any thoughts?
When did Quantar end up getting booted?
Like five, six years ago?
You mean to tell
it's
me we've
years.
Been limping along Quantar, even though that they haven't supported it for 5 or 6 years?
Usually the first 3-4 years you can find parts for it. That's not a huge deal. It's now we're getting to that point. We're getting a little far out from the end.
So they haven't been supporting it, per se, for 6 years?
Probably, yeah. So I'd have to get the exact dates from mid-states, but...
Yeah.
We get this. It'll last us 10 years. We don't have to worry about the setter and stuff until then. Or are we going to be forced to buy the siren stuff in, say, 3 or 5 years?
We don't have to buy anything to page or do sirens off of the 800 system. We do not have to spend any money for that.
I thought we already did.
Well, we bought radios.
Yeah.
But as far as, like, to sell them off and whatnot, we do not have to do that. That's all paged off the tower, and it's assigned to a talk group.
Yeah.
Because we're not frequency limited on that 800 system. So we don't have to buy any repeater equipment or anything like that for the 800 system. But the departments do. They would have to update their sirens to be capable of receiving that tone over the talk group and then update their pagers.
And this would stop them from having to do that for 10 years?
For now, yeah.
Is like San Bernardino and Valley City Rural Fire, are they kind of waiting on us to see what we do?
A lot. Most of the rural agencies, Catherine's another one, he's had a quote for a siren in his pocket. I mean, you saw his email for, you know, he wasn't the chief for a couple of years, now he's back the chief and he's trying to move some things along.
Yeah, he does lots of meeting
talks. Yeah, but we just haven't known where siren is and where, you know, what the date is. We keep getting, well, it'll probably be soon, it'll be soon. It's a hurry up and wait thing. So, and I mean, truly, you guys don't have to decide today. I can come back next meeting if you want to talk a little more about it at another time. Because there's a lot to the siren system. So, I'm in it, so it's easy for me, but sometimes I don't.
But you have room in your budget to do this and keep us going for 10 years.
Yeah. And then we can make the decision now. Like, we'll replace this once, but in 10 years, we want to be paging and setting off sirens off of the 800 system. We're not upkeeping two systems. Some counties are upkeeping two systems.
What do you think, Pete?
They have bigger tax bases.
I think we're going to have to go with it, but I don't see any problem in thinking about it for 2 weeks and doing it at our next meeting. So we can review these numbers a little bit more. And I thought.
Other thing is, I don't know when does it have to be in, Julie, to be paid on this year's budget? Or does that?
It has to be in.
Does it have to be in before that meeting?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So I'm going to make a motion that we go ahead and do this so that we can actually be compliant for the next 10 years.
You made a motion to spend money?
I don't, but I think we really do need this.
Well, then I'll second it. If Vicki can spend money, I'll second it.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
I think it is. I think we got
to
do it.
I think we're going to have to do it. Why wait another 2 weeks and not get it in this year's budget? Just get it in and get it done.
Limping along for 3 years.
My concern is if we've been limping along and it'll be great until it won't. Okay. And then we're going to be, our hand will be forced,
well,
potentially, you know.
They promised for
yeah.
2 years it was going to be up and running, and it still wasn't up and running.
And it might not be running in 5 years.
Yeah. The big issue is finding places to build towers.
Right, Vicki.
Yes.
Yes.
Bill?
Yep.
Sean?
Yep.
Mike?
Yes.
Thank you. And I will keep coming to you guys as this stuff develops.
What?
Well, not for money. I don't always want to see you just for money. But
the departments, when they need to get the pagers for the 800 system, they're going to have to pay for them.
Yes.
But, okay, so
this will give them some years to pay for one each individual year. And
well,
hopefully the state throws a little bit more money behind them than they did the freaking radios, because that was...
And it just depends on the radio you get. I mean, like, some of the public work level radios, the very simple ones, like the jail radios, I mean, $1,500 was enough. Those law enforcement ones are just more robust, so they're more expensive. Mm-hmm. I will say that's why they're ending the reimbursement for the radios. They want to see what money they have left so they can, I think, draft a bill this session, get it in there to maybe help us in paging. So that's been a lot of talk.
Did Dwayne get new radios at San Bernardino?
Yes, I believe San Bernardino has new radios. I'd have to look at my spreadsheet.
The 1500 didn't quite cover that.
No.
I know Maple Valley went with a different system, or they use their phones.
Oh, in the school?
Yeah.
Do you mind if I talk on that?
Yeah,
I just met with them.
Oh, okay.
So I just met with Barnes County North probably a month or so ago. It kind of came up with a plan for them. So they use a VHF. They have their own VHF repeater, and they use that for their busing. And then they also use what's called UHF, which is another band, for their internal communications. So what we discussed with them, and I don't know what they decided yet, but they wanted to get in on that reimbursement because they're eligible for that too. But they were going to buy a couple dual-banded radios so we had communication, and then they were going to give us their frequency for their buses so we'd have communication with them if they ever got into trouble or whatever. We wouldn't actively monitor them, but they would be able to talk to us if there was an emergency, they have an evacuation, things like that.
And they haven't before this?
They used to run off of our county digital channel, and I don't...
Pat, do you know when that changed, when the schools came off our county digital and got their own?
I don't know.
I remember being able to hear the buses every now and again, and then now we can't, which is, it's fine, because, you know, we have one channel, the highway department, all fire departments are on.
Well, that way, Darlene can't talk directly to the highway department anymore. She used to do that from the bus. Yeah.
It's been a few years since.
Yeah, but they, so we have come up with a plan of action. I met with Valley City also a little bit before that and came up with a plan with them too. I've been in touch with the hospital, just making sure that everybody's kind of knows what's going on. And then we have that countywide responder meeting, which I'm hoping to do twice a year.
Okay, I was going to ask you too on this, what we just voted. Are we going to have a yearly maintenance fee on this too?
It would only come up if we needed to maintain it for something. So, and we don't usually have to do much with them unless there's an issue. And most of the time it's covered under our contract with Motorola itself.
Do we have to redo our Motorola contract with them?
No. We do that every year with the state because we're all together.
It's all renewed.
Yep.
Right.
We're with the 19 PSAPs on the 911 side. We have the same program, and then the 22.
Who did you meet with at school? Betsy?
Yep, Melissa and Curry. And there's a whole bunch of people in there. Okay. So, yeah, it was a good discussion. I've been in touch with Melissa since then, too. So,
Okay.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
Thanks.
And I'll, like I said, I'll keep you posted on siren stuff as it comes and keep chugging along. So, thank you much.
Pete, what do you got for us?
I have one.
Oops.
We have some board appointments expiring at the end of December. Do you want to go over those now, or do you want to go over them next
year? No, let's go over them right after we get done with commission discussion.
Okay.
We have a WE board meeting next week for our quarterly WE board meeting. Nothing else is really happening on there. We've kind of shut down for the fall. The VA situation, I was up there yesterday, and our applicant for part-time driver did pass the drug test, and he is starting this week.
Okay.
So, we'll see how it goes. And that, you know, we've had that grant of $15 a ride through the state for the VA, and now that's ended in December. So, that is $15 less per ride that we are going to be getting from the state to fund our VA.
Okay.
So I'm not.
Why are they cutting that out?
It was just a grant that ran. And I don't know who was funding it. If it was a national VA or the state or the DAV or something. I'll check with them. But I know it is running out in December. So that's, you know, if we're doing 30 rides a month, that's, you know, $500 that we're not getting anymore.
That was coming from where, Pete?
It was from the state.
From the state.
But I'm not sure if it's from the state VA or the DAV.
But we're not getting that anymore.
No, the grant ended.
Run out.
In December, unless it's been renewed, and I have not heard it's been renewed. But I will check with her.
Yeah, see who is behind it.
Yes.
If it's something they can redo, they can redo it.
Right, and maybe if it is something that the state does, we can talk to legislators.
Maybe they have to reapply.
Well, I'm sure they have, but it's, so.
I'm not sure at all that they have, so.
Well, I will ask. So, let's see. That's all I got on that. So, that's all I got.
Okay.
The North Star is this week. I mean, that's your portfolio. But North Star Classic is starting Thursday, Friday.
Sean, what do you got for us?
I missed social service meeting yesterday because I was on Bayport in the Township Association. Water board's next Monday, which I will miss because I won't be here. So I don't have anything really. From the water board, I will check on before. I don't think there was a whole lot coming up in this.
So what about your township meeting? How was it?
It went all right, yeah.
Did you vote?
There was nothing to vote on. Business meeting lasted. I've sat at that where we went from the 12:30 time frame to 6:30. I think we was out of there in 2 hours yesterday. So there was nothing. There was no resolution.
All right.
So. Well, thanks for the one.
Okay. Mike.
Next time I'll have
one. I got nothing.
Really? I wonder why.
Vicki?
Okay, I want to let you know about the library. It's got the libraries are sweet and books are my jam market day. It's Saturday, December 7th, 11 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And I got a little bitty thing here that says that. So,
is that an open house type deal?
Huh?
Open house type deal?
Yeah, it's an open house type deal and also a fundraiser to come up with the $45,000 that we have short funds for the library from the roof.
Is that a new announcement by Gochler? Is that going to cover that?
Gochler is going to give us $10,000. Yeah. Yep. Thank you, Mr. Gochler, for giving us $10,000. But yeah, that it's going to be all set at that Samurai Jam Market Day. And also, we're going to have a radiothon on Tuesday, December 10th. And it's supposed to be 4 hours, but I didn't get what times they were. But if you guys are on KLVC, you'll hear this radiothon, too. And it's supposed to be a fundraiser for the library to make up the $45,000 that we need or short from the roof project.
So on the 10th?
Yeah. Radiothon on Tuesday, December 10th, and then the Market Jam thing is on December 7th. Okay. By the way, we're in the process of doing a budget for next year. I thought it was kind of comical that she actually was in the negative on her budget, and so she's got some stuff to do. So I don't like to approve a budget that's negative. You got to actually have the funds to work with the funds. You have to cut back then. So that was my thought.
Is the new projects making it negative or just reduce funding?
Or is she deficit spending?
She's deficit spending. But she's
just bringing down a balance? Or
that's what I'm asking.
Right, so she should get it down to equal money.
That's what I'm asking. Is she deficit spending for a reason?
No.
To bring a balance down.
No, she just was saying that from last year's money, she had to bring up the water 10% and something else 10%. And then her insurance was up 4%. And so you can't use last year's numbers if you can't. Yeah, I'm not too sure, but I'm not going to approve a deficit spending budget. So. But I'll let you know.
Do they have a reserve?
I don't think there's much of a reserve left after the roof.
Because the museum has pretty good reserve. People donate.
Well, when she first approached us, it was only a $5 deficit, which was like, okay, you could take $5 away from some books that you want, you know. But now she's added 4% more for insurance and 10% more for sewer and garbage and 10% more for electricity. So she's going to have to figure out how to...
Because those aren't elective costs. Those are costs that...
Yeah, that have to be paid for. Yeah. Right.
It's not like a raise or we want to put a new fascia on or something.
Right. South Central Regional Council. We had our normal meeting. I did it by Zoom. Anyway, and December 3rd, which is tomorrow at 4 o'clock, they're having a livestock information meeting at Babs Coffee House in Jamestown. And that's for that livestock.
Today's the 3rd.
Oh, is that today then?
Yeah.
By the way, I can't make it. Whatever it is, I can't make it. If you guys want to go.
You couldn't have made it yesterday. You can't make it today.
I can't make it today or tomorrow, so at 4 o'clock. So.
Okay.
If anybody wanted to go to it. And it's to do that grant for livestock places.
Is anybody interested in that grant?
Well, they're going to present something that Dickie actually jumped on it, and they were going to present what their findings were for Dickey County. So I think it would probably behoove us to go to it in a way, because then we can find out who's pushing it.
So what time
because
is it?
The person is that is pushing it is in South Dakota to get the grant.
That's today.
Babs at Coffee 4. Shop at 4.
Okay.
So,
if I can, I will.
I'm sick. I don't think I'm going to be doing much more than going home today.
I just cough on people. Don't cough on me.
I'm not trying to cough. But I'm getting worse as I go along. On the canvassing that I had reported on last time, Jack Ertl said that the judges caught that the ballots were not initialed. Five were not initialed at all, and two were not in red, so we're assuming that it's seven that were not initialed properly. And he was asking what we do with that. Right now we don't have it where you throw them out. And so he was making a concern that what do we do now if they're not initialed? It's not part of the canvassing. It's not, they're not booted out because they're not initialed. But
so they're initialed here, right? At the auditor's office.
When they hand them to you, right, they should be initialed in red.
Yeah.
So seven were non-initialed in red.
And those were absentee ballots or ballots?
No, that was ballots from here, right?
Election day.
Yeah.
So it was just a slip up by the person handing ballots out.
Right, okay. Right. Yeah. And right now that isn't a criteria to be thrown into the canvassing. But he was asking about it, and so I thought I'd bring it to you all with attention.
So is there a ruling on do?
There
is
no ruling.
Anything official?
No, nope. You don't do anything with them unless there's a recount. If there were a recount, you would throw them out.
You would throw them out.
You would throw them out at that point.
At that point.
Okay. I don't think there was any recount.
But there was no recount.
Right.
But he was wondering.
It wasn't a close election.
They still get saved.
And he said there is no statute at the state level to do what to do with these ballots that were not initialed properly. So, but I thought I should bring it to your guys' attention because he did bring it up.
Because the judge has got to be the one to initially.
Correct.
Yeah. But they don't miss them. That's funny.
Correct. Yes. So that was it for mine.
Okay. I haven't had a whole lot of meetings lately. We got an interview tomorrow night up at the highway department.
For a worker?
Yep.
Operator?
Yep, another operator.
If that was the case, then we would be in pretty good shape if we were to hire.
You gonna say, are they short how many, or what are they at?
Well, we were short three altogether.
Okay.
And I don't know if we've done anything yet. I haven't asked.
We were in the process of maybe hiring one.
Okay.
And then we're going to...
We interviewed two one night here a week and a half ago. And then she hasn't said anything different because we hadn't made any decisions that night.
Do we have any pending retirements at the time?
We've got some that are coming up after the first year.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you look at our staff, and
yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
And so nobody right now?
No, not this particular moment.
Yeah.
No.
But I think there's somebody in January.
Yeah. In the next 6 months.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, everybody knows the troubadours are coming, right?
When
are they?
16th?
Yeah.
16th?
Actually, I've written it on my calendar for some reason.
16.
What's the meeting tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night is for the heating system in the building here.
At what time?
5:30.
5:30.
The weather pending.
He's going to check on that.
Yeah, because if they get 40 mile an hour winds, I would doubt anybody from the ground floor.
Mm-hmm. Other than that, I think that's all I got. So we can go into them boards if you want.
Yes.
Also, don't forget that on Christmas, our Christmas party is on the 13th, Friday.
Week from this Friday.
Is
that 6 o'clock?
Is it 6 or 6:30?
7 supper. 6:30 social, 7 supper. I can't remember which one it is.
I don't remember. Do you?
5:30 social.
5:30 social. Yep. 6 o'clock supper then?
6:30 supper.
Okay. 5:30 social, 6:30 supper.
And we have to do a gift card.
Yep. And that's at the Eagles.
Yes. I thought it was your place.
Post party.
Huh?
The post party. The new guy buys.
Yeah.
Brandy, don't forget, the new guy buys.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, Julie.
Expiring board terms December 31st. We have Casey from the airport. Casey Birchall does not want to go back on the board. Housing Authority, Julie Morse is willing to go back on the board. Park Scott Tiggy does not want to go back on the board, and we have an application from Chris Botts. Well, have you seen those?
That's it. No. That's at the park board.
Park board.
That's the park board?
Yeah.
You want to pass that around?
He's on the ranger up there.
Yeah. He is on the board also.
He's been there 20 years.
Yeah. So there's only one that we have to worry about so far then, and that's airport, because the other two are willing.
So far.
Okay.
We'd have to find for planning and zoning now.
Yeah.
So,
but I'm talking the three that she said so far.
But do we need to get one by when? Do I need to get somebody?
First of the year, isn't it?
December 31st.
Yeah.
Okay, so I need to
get. You got anybody in mind?
I got a couple I want to talk to.
How about, what was someone that just got off here? Cindy? Would she be interested in that?
No.
I already asked her.
She was on, but she's not.
So did you want to bring us the names of those people that might want to be on next time when we meet?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. We'll visit with them and
So do we look for somebody, like for the airport board, do we look for somebody or do they look for somebody?
We advertise for it.
And if you know somebody, by all means.
So you've advertised for these already or...
I believe so.
Okay. So the other one isn't that I would just go find, or are we going to have her? Okay. Gotcha.
Planning and zoning, Scott Leahy is willing to go back on the board.
And he's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. He's good. That's good.
Buffalo he gives him something. Bridges, Sean, you're willing to go back on the board?
Yeah. Do some paperwork for that, or? Here or over there? Okay. Yeah, she called me on it.
Yep.
Well, you
I said I would.
Water Resource Group, Bruce Anderson is willing to go back on the board.
That's good.
Who is
good.
This?
Bruce Anderson.
Okay, Bruce is going to come back on.
Weed Control, Robert Whelan is willing to go back on the board. And the School Tuition Committee is open.
School what? Commission?
School Tuition Committee?
Or
what is the school tuition?
I don't even know if somebody was on that. Lori, was there somebody on that if you're listening?
Is that the reorganization? What do they call it? The one
that's
that
annexation. That's
annexation. Is that the same thing?
I'm not sure.
Because that's part of the tuition, because you move into annex into a different group.
So do we need to make motions to approve these people if we want back on the board again?
The ones willing to step up to the plate, I'd make a motion that we adopt them.
I'll second that.
That would be Casey, Julie, Chris.
No, Casey's off. Casey's off.
Casey is off.
That would be Scott, Julie, Chris.
Scott's off.
I thought he said he was going to come back.
Well, it depends what Scott. You're talking
Scott
Leggy. Dickie and yourself.
I'm sorry, Dickie.
Yeah. Scott Leggy.
I'm sorry.
No. Plattigan Zoning. Julie for HUD. Chris for Park. Sean for Buffalo Bridges. Bruce for Water. Robert Reeland for Weed.
Do we have to vote on Chris Bott separate since he's not on there? Or can you throw it all in with him?
No, we'll throw it in on there.
Okay.
Because he's willing to do it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And he's only applicant.
Yeah.
And then we'll have two, the airport and school tuition.
Yeah. And Mike's got somebody that he's thinking.
I'll talk to him. I want to wait to see what we ended up with.
And one more on Claddock and Zoli.
The school tuition doesn't make any sense because that's what we deal with.
It seems like annexation.
Annexation.
Reorganization. So.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
All right, Sean.
Yep.
Bill.
Yep.
Pete.
Yes.
Nikki.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Okay. So you'll double check.
Yep.
On what you're thinking.
Yes. Yep.
I'll look into the airport board since I'm in the
new guy.
Who is chairman of that board? Is it
Sean?
Sean Anderson
still is it?
So Sean and Lee Wood.
All right.
Logan, I think.
Tim Logan on here.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, everyone.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion is our second. Motion and second. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Very good. Thank you all.
Thanks for joining us, Mike.
You're welcome.